The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I think we all know that most long books, most novels, are divided into chapters. And the early chapters introduce the different characters in the story. And then the subsequent chapters tell us, you know, take us through all the twists and turns of the plot, some of which may be quite unexpected, especially as we reach the climax of the story. Indeed, sometimes the people you least expect end up saving the day. For instance, I don't know if any of you all have seen the movie Schindler's List. But in that movie, the Nazi exploiter of Jews ends up very unexpectedly being someone who saves a lot of Jews. And that wasn't even fiction. That's true also in our own lives as well. And there could yet remain quite a few more twists and turns in our own future and in that of those we love, some of which may be very unexpected. In today's gospel, Jesus tells a parable about a man who has two sons whom he tells to go out and work on the farm. The first son is belligerent and disobedient. Indeed, he refuses to comply and just throws it back in his father's face. Now, I'm sure that none of our teenagers here about to be confirmed would ever do something like that. But those who have not had the benefit of a confirmation program might. Okay. You know, have a bad attitude, making life miserable for everybody, but especially themselves. And then, by the grace of God, hopefully, some of them finally do come to their senses, just like the man in today's gospel. They realize how miserable their bad attitude had made them, and they decide to turn their whole life around and begin a whole new positive chapter in their life, begin to live their life the way they know they should. Yesterday's sinner can become tomorrow's saint. And I bet there's a lot of us here that can relate to that. The older son in the story, unfortunately, does the opposite. He had been the so-called good kid, always doing whatever his parents said first time they said it. Jump right to and do what he's supposed to. But now his life has turned a page, and he's not such a good kid anymore. In this new chapter, he decides not to follow through on his commitments. He said he was going to go work out in the field, but he changes his mind. He's just not going to go do it. And his life now is on, at least for the moment, a collision path towards disaster. Probably all know people like that too. The good kid turned bad. Well, we might have even been that kid ourselves at some earlier chapter in our life. What's Jesus saying here? Well, in the context of our gospel, the chief priests and the elders, the respectable people of his day, the good kids of his day, say all the right words, you know, give God lip service, say yes, sir, to God, but then do not do what God wants them to do. They do not do God's will. They rejected, for instance, John the Baptist, even though God was clearly speaking through him, and now they are rejecting Jesus. On the other hand, the people who you would least expect, in this case, the tax collectors and the prostitutes, who up to now had been busy doing everything but what God would want, are now coming to their senses and turning their lives around. For instance, we've got Matthew the tax collector, we've got Mary Magdalene. The good news is that once they begin to follow Jesus, their lives take a decisive turn for the better. And from now on, they become more and more faithful and obedient to God. The good news that Jesus wants even his adversaries to hear is that even they can turn their lives around. It's not too late. But if they do want to change their lives, they'd better start writing that positive new chapter now, while there's still time. And he says the same thing is true for you and me and those we love. No one still alive is so lost that they are beyond the point of being able to turn their lives around. The good news is that everyone can be happy, but it doesn't happen automatically. You're the one writing the book, and so you're the one who will decide what that next chapter will say.